So Small Talk is a children's advocacy center. We provide counseling services, forensic interviews, and prevention program, canine advocacy program. And that's all with the goal of helping children heal from the trauma of sexual and physical abuse.
Small Talk services are for children ages 3 to 18 and are provided at no cost to the families they serve. When abuse is reported, law enforcement refers children to Small Talk.
We have agreements with all the law enforcement agencies in the county, the prosecutor's office, Children's Protective Services, medical professionals at Sparrow, and our staff. So we use a multidisciplinary team approach to help these kids through the investigative process and beyond.
Brace says they arrange for the child to be interviewed by one person, one time. CPS, the prosecutor's office, and law enforcement are invited to observe the interview or have access to the recording of it as needed.
Before places like ours existed, children wouldn't get interviewed in a child-friendly environment. It might be at a police station or some other place, and with the sensitivity of the subject matter that we're dealing with, it's really important to have a child-friendly environment for a child to come to and feel comfortable in. So that's part of what we try to provide. And then we do this interview one time. We invite all these professionals to the interview at the same time, and that's to avoid re-traumatizing the child and asking them questions over and over again. Because before places like ours existed, children would get interviewed, you know, maybe four or five times before they even get to the court process.
Brace shares about one special girl who they were able to watch grow through the counseling process at Small Talk.
One of the most memorable sort of cases that I can think of is there's a quote on our website that says, "I'm brave, I'm strong, I can do anything." And it was a child who had been through the process with us, who'd been here for a forensic interview, who'd, you know, pushed through and was able to heal from the trauma that she had experienced. And it always kind of sat with me, because when we talked about, you know, what's a mantra, what's something that you can use to kind of help you through this really difficult time, and, you know, for her to bring that up, that's sort of been our goal as an organization, is we want every child to leave these doors when they're finished with their counseling or when they're finished with their treatment, to be able to say that I'm brave, I'm strong, I can do anything despite the trauma that they've experienced.
It's the thought of all the other children out there who are suffering and who need Small Talk's help that keeps Brace going.
Sexual abuse is a crime of secrecy. And I think, you know, the way that things have been going lately, it's something that we need to pay more attention to, clearly. We need to make sure that people are heard and that they're believed. And I think that's the thing that kind of keeps me motivated and keeps me going, is knowing that there are kids out there who are experiencing this as we speak. And I want every child to have the opportunity to heal, just like the hundreds of kids who've been through here have been able to heal and grow. And we've been able to see the success and the hope that we've been able to facilitate here. And I want to make sure to provide that to every child in our county.
That was Alex Brace, Executive Director of Small Talk Children's Assessment Center. For more information about Small Talk, visit WKAR.org and click on the blue WKAR Connects box on the right side of the page. For WKAR, I'm Katie Cook.